The state of New Jersey is now one of the fastest-growing markets for solar power. A rebate program has led to a significant increase in the number of solar electric systems in the state. And this spring, New Jersey became the third state, after Arizona and Nevada, to require utilities to generate a certain percentage of electricity from solar energy. Barbara Mantell reports.
Lyle Rawlings is standing in front of his solar-powered home and office in Hopewell, New Jersey, singing the praises of New Jersey's three-year-old rebate program.
Well, it's made the industry take off. There really wasn't much of an industry other than me and a couple of other people before that.
Rawlings designs and installs solar electric systems, and he's the president of the Mid-Atlantic Solar Energy Industries Association.
But now, just in the last 2 to 3 years, 60 new companies have started or relocated in New Jersey, and they're all growing.
Growing exponentially, Rawlings says. 14 states have rebate programs, but analysts say New Jersey's is the most generous. New Jersey will reimburse a homeowner 70% of the cost of installing a solar system, and a business 60%. As a result, solar generating capacity in the state has grown from less than 1 megawatt of electricity at the end of 2001 to an expected 6 megawatts this year, enough to power about 3,000 homes. It's a relatively tiny amount, but a very large increase. Gene Fox is the president of the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities, and Fox says her office is getting more applications for rebates than she ever expected.
We're well in advance of our goal. In fact, the office, Clean Energy Office, is a little nervous that we won't have enough money because the applications are coming in much quicker than expected.
Fox says the state has pushed the solar agenda for several reasons: to decrease reliance on fossil fuels, to cut pollution, and to reduce the strain on the electric grid during the peak summer months.
We're on the main, the roof of the main building of the Bayonne High School.
Clifford Dahl is the business administrator for the Bayonne, New Jersey Board of Education.
It's a U-shaped complex so that we have, we run 3 blocks long and a block and a half deep, and it's all flat surface.
Perfect for solar panels. This summer, panels will be installed on 9 school roofs in Bayonne. It's a $12.5 million project, of which the Bayonne Board of Education will pay nothing. That's because the state's Board of Public Utilities will give Bayonne a rebate, and the state's Department of Education will cover the rest. And as soon as the system is running and connected to the electric grid, Dahl expects it will cut his school district's electric bills by one-third, or $300,000 a year. Back in his office, Dahl says lots of other school administrators have called him about installing solar panels.
Of the 611 school districts in the state, every one of them have schools with flat roofs, which is the perfect place to put them. And they're doing nothing.
Something he expects will change very soon, especially since there is money to be made. In addition to the savings on his school district's electric bill, Dahl projects that the district could earn as much as $300,000 because of the state's new solar standard. The standard requires utilities to increase the amount of solar electricity by 5,000% within 4 years. Utilities must build their own solar electric systems or subsidize other solar generators like the Bayonne School District. Utilities would do this by purchasing from them certificates that the state will issue to anyone installing solar power. Gene Fox of New Jersey's Board of Public Utilities sums up the state's goal this way.
We'd like to change the marketplace. People will understand that they can in fact save money by doing this and help the environment and the public health.
The price of installing a solar system has been falling steadily for the past decade. That lower cost, coupled with the state's incentive program, has meant that the time it takes for a homeowner's solar installation to pay for itself has been cut in half to about 8 years. By jump-starting the solar industry, New Jersey officials expect that break-even point to arrive even more quickly, and the industry to grow and achieve economies of scale so that it eventually is fully competitive with fossil fuels. The state's ultimate goal is to someday phase out its rebate program and have the solar industry stand on its own. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell.